Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to do Cat Talk now. Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in this segment. I want to talk to him about Mike McDaniel, and because we got your take last week, Crowder, about Mike McDaniel. We kind of dove into it a little bit with Zach Elb and, you know, whether Mike McCarthy, Mike McDaniel. And he was kind of taking the same approach we did, which was, bro, the guy has a Super Bowl. He's won playoff games. 3 12-win seasons in a row. He lost Dak this year. Like, is it really his fault? But yesterday, Josh Appel brought up something interesting regarding Mike McCarthy, where he was kind of saying, like, okay, yes, he has accomplished all that. There's no doubt. But can you also make the case that the NFL has kind of passed him by? Like, the success has passed him by. But I wonder, when it comes to the discussion about can Mike McDaniel command a locker room, that seems to be like the biggest hit on McDaniel right now. And I don't think those questions are being asked about Mike McCarthy. And like, I think, you know, when it comes to somebody like you who was in an NFL locker room and you dealt with the Cam Camerons and Aronde Gadsden, I want to get his take. Like, at a certain point, you're going to go through a season like the Dolphins did this year where you're 2-6. Do you need that like stable presence in the locker room to be able to keep your guys focused? Because when things are going great, they're great. But when they're not going great, you kind of look at a Mike McCarthy and you say, okay, but at least he can keep calm and composure in the locker room. And I guess now we have questions whether or not McDaniel can command that same respect.
And with McCarthy, it's crazy. 4 years, 3 of the 4 were 12-win seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's won a Super Bowl back in Green Bay. Like, I think his resume, to your point, has it passed him by? I don't think so. But his resume shows it even in the last 4 years. But the thing, even with Cam Cameron, like, the respect for Cam Cameron was lost, but Dom Capers was our DC. And Dom Capers was the one that we looked to have that voice, you know, that, I don't want to say calming voice, but just the masculine locker room head coach leader voice. For us, I missed yesterday because we interviewed Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And, like, even him interviewing, like, you're sitting there listening to him talk, and he's not physically demanding. Nick Saban is 5'4". Nick Saban is not a big human being. But as he talks and as, like, his demeanor and how he sits there, you're like, this is a leader. Like, he understands the assignment, as y'all young kids say. Stuff like that, like, that has to be there. I don't know if Mike McDaniels has that. And to your point of us, you know, talking this out, because I was questioning Chris Greer, because I think the biggest problem this year that we saw on the field on Sundays was the backup quarterback. Who in the hell made the decision to make Skylar Thompson your 3-year answer if Tua gets hurt? Like, I think that was crazy. But then we get to talking through it and get to talking through things, and Hawk calls it the big three. Tua, Greer,
it's still ridiculous. I hate that he does that, but yeah, he does.
It's crazy to call it a big three, but you know, we've had a big three in Miami. I was very successful. So, but to be that, and to say the three most important positions on a football team, three most important positions in an organization, is the head coach, the GM, and the quarterback. The weakest link of those three, if you really break it down and see, we went through Chris Greer's misses, but also his hits. We've gone through Tua, where Tua's a Pro Bowl quarterback when he's healthy, and we know the injury, but hell, what's the boy, Joe Burrow's, his ass is injured a lot too. Like, you see guys that can, if they're on the field, they're playing ball. If you have to pick the weakest link out of those three, it's Mike McDaniel. And I'm not saying he's a bad head coach, but if we're going, I need to make a move, one of these three, and he just got the big contract extension. We all know what, you know, what's going on business-wise. But Tua, Greer, McDaniel, if one of them have to go, if they're on an island, what's it called, Survivor?
Yeah.
I think they look around and put Mike on the little canoe and push him out into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, the more we're talking this out, and we're using Mike McCarthy kind of just like as a meat shield right now to get into the conversation. He's not coming to Miami, so it doesn't really matter.
No, and I don't really want Mike McCarthy. Me neither. Honestly, I wouldn't want Mike McCarthy. If we had written McDaniel, I don't want Mike McCarthy to be interviewed.
Me neither. Yeah. But the more we talk this out, it's funny because – you know how I feel about Chris Greer. Like, I thought they should have moved on from Greer, but there's definitely something to, okay, fine, if you were going to keep McDaniel because you just extended him, right? Like, you're going to keep McDaniel this year because you gave him the money, two straight playoff seasons, and then this year you lose Tua. Like, if you're doing that thing, then why not just run it back, quote-unquote, with the three, the big three? I hate saying that. Why not run it back? Because if it fails this upcoming year, then you know, like, you kind of have to clean house, I think. And I know with Tua's contract, it's difficult because of the first 2 years. Like, I realize all that stuff, but you brought in Mike McDaniel to help your quarterback, and it worked. He was healthy all of last year. He was great, led the league in passing, all that stuff. If you're thinking about moving on from Mike McDaniel, you give it one more year, then you keep the guy who brought in McDaniel. And you're not playing this carousel like how we used to play in Miami, where we all felt it was just unstable, where you were firing a head coach, you had the GM, but then you fired the GM, and then you kept the head coach. Like, you don't want that. You want all the pillars to kind of align. The more, like, we're talking it out, I get it. I understand why they're doing one more year of this. As much as I may not like it, there is an argument to be had where, like, you want that structure rather than you fire Greer this year, and if next year Mike McDaniel and Tua are good but they're not great, does the GM in play say, well, I don't want them here anyways because they weren't my pick? And then you're kind of back to this carousel of you're going through the entire process again. Yeah. And that's not a good place to be. You brought up Skylar Thompson, by the way, Crowder. Did you see the news about Skylar Thompson?
Oh, he's bad.
Well, yeah, that's not
somebody
news,
figured but that out. Pro Football Focus. Pro Football Focus do a breakdown?
Well, maybe you're going to change your tune on Skylar Thompson because your boy, Mike Tomlin, has signed him to the Steelers. He is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Oh, Lord. Mike Tomlin's just a nice guy. Mike's a pleasant dude, man. Yeah, he's going to beat out, what's it, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Man, a couple of scouts. Get out of here. They're just trying to they said they want a scout team guy. There's no way he plays.
Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. Also, we are giving away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. We're going to get to that in a second. There was some interesting stuff with Mike Tomlin where they lost the playoff game and everybody's trying to like suggest that the Steelers should move on from Mike Tomlin. I wanted to get your thoughts on that too, because I find it laughable. Like I don't understand what's going on there.
Bro, I would put money into the pot if Mike Tomlin was available to be your coach. We were supposed to get him before Cam Cameron's goofy ass. Was that the Cam Cameron year when they said he's too hip hop?
I think it was, yeah. I think so.
Come on, man. Mike Tomlin is a monster of a head coach, leader. You're talking about a leader of men? Go and watch. I don't like to shamelessly plug. Go and watch. We have two Mike Tomlin interviews on the Pivot. Go watch those things. Like, Mike Tomlin, let's talk about McCarthy. The hell with McCarthy. If Mike Tomlin's available, if the Steelers fire Mike Tomlin, he will be a head coach of another team in 18 and a half minutes. Just long enough to DocuSign the contract. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the craziest thing in the world. But with the Chris Greer, now you're talking about, just quickly go back to this conversation with the Chris Greer, McDaniel conversation, because Tua's here, he just resigned. Tua's our quarterback. Chris Greer has already admitted that he needs to address the offensive line in the backup quarterback position. Right. And those are, I would say, number one, number two weakness. He signed. We have a great receiving core. We have corners. He signed. I don't think our linebackers are that damn good. By the answer that they got rid of David Long midseason, Antoine Walker, they brought in all these guys. So they have to address some stuff. But O-line and backup quarterback, can Chris Greer address that faster than Mike McDaniel can figure out his in-game coaching, stop getting delay of game penalties, figure out how to score and play well in cold weather, get a power running game? Like, I think it's easier for Chris Greer to fix the problems than Mike McDaniel to fix his coaching. We've talked through this a lot, and Greer ain't bringing him in to who? Mike McDaniel knew this damn Huntley was about to start for 2 weeks, and they came out there and scored 11 points.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on Chris Greer that he doesn't understand that he's not Tua.
No, I think it's a double-edged sword. You're right. Chris Greer's problems are easier for him to kind of patch through than McDaniel's that seemed to be more of just his shortcomings as a head coach, and he's had 3 years to fix them, and in the third year, there hasn't been much growth in a lot of areas. But I will say, Chris Greer's biggest shortcoming would be that. He hired Brian Flores, as you would say, butt wipe. They got rid of him. His second opportunity was who? Mike McDaniel. He was in charge of that process. I'm sure Stephen Ross was in charge as well. But like, Chris Greer's a general manager. You would imagine his decision weighed into them, who they were going to hire. And if Mike McDaniel can't fix those issues, then it's still a negative mark on Chris Greer's resume, is it not? Like, that's the head coach he brought in to fix that rebuild. So to me, it's a double-edged sword. You're right. The more we talk this out, Mike McDaniel's shortcomings seem more prevalent, and the team's shortcomings this season probably had a little bit more to do with that, even though I think roster construction is a massive part of it. But whether or not it gets fixed next year, it's on Chris Greer anyways, because he brought in Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's what – I don't even want to say Stephen Ross, because Stephen Ross is a businessman that owns a team. He's not a football guy. He's not a helicopter dad like I call Jerry Jones. So Stephen is trying to put football people in charge of football. But does he know football people? Because we've seen what Woody Johnson does in the Jets. Woody Johnson's terrible. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Stephen Ross tries as hard as he can, throws as much money as he can into finding football people to hire football people. Chris Greer was here. His dad was in scouting. His dad was in the league for 40 years. Hell, Chris Greer's been in NFL since I was coming out. Chris Greer's like 30-year NFL scout, GM, regional scout, college scout, pro football scout. So, like, he's trying to find people to make those decisions. Are they the right people? That's the question.
Yeah.
So I would say Steven's trying as hard as he can. Chris Greer's dropped the ball on this damn Skylar Thompson backup quarterback and solidifying this O-line. But McDaniel, he's the – over the last 3 years, he would be the weakest link in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue it. Like, I don't know if Stephen Ross is hiring the right people, and track record would say no, just based on results. Just based on results, track record would say no. But whatever, man, it is what it is.
And they missed the playoff and fired Wes Welker. What the hell did Wes Welker do? Man, get out of here. We have to address a problem here. This damn Wes Welker, I don't know what he's doing in that receiving room. Get out of here, man. Wes Welker was the scapegoat.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.